This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Nepal marks 112th International Women's Day, organizing various programs. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba calls for collaborated efforts for women empowerment. 10-point declaration paper issued at Kalapathar of Mount Everest, drawing stakeholders' attention to climate change impacts. French parliamentary delegation arrives in Kathmandu to strengthen Nepal-France relations. And Russia warns of cutting gas supplies to West if oil ban goes ahead. Now the news in detail. The 112th International Women's Day has been observed across Nepal with the slogan of Gender Equality Today for a Sustainable Tomorrow. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has assured collective efforts for realizing the rights and empowerment of women in Nepal. Addressing a function held to mark the International Women's Day organized in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deoba urged all to proactively campaign to fight all kinds of discrimination and violence against women. Terming women's empowerment as the common concern of all, the Prime Minister sought dedication from all concerned bodies to ensure the socio-economic and political rights of women. Prime Minister Deoba also added that the women's representation and participation in political and administrative spheres had improved as a result of policy level, legal, structural and procedural reforms. Also speaking on the occasion, Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens, Umar Ekmi, said women's representation in the political, economic and social sectors was gradually increasing. Likewise, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Basal, stressed the need for women to take initiatives to claim and realize their rights with their competence and efficiency. Similarly, Minister for Urban Development, Ramkumari Jhakri, underscored the need for realizing women's rights to equality along with social justice. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba says the government has prioritized a policy to lessen the impact of climate change. Addressing a special program organized in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Deoba said the government has prioritized the climate change impacts reduction and resilience program in all ministries' policies. He added that our glaciers are melting while agriculture and human life witnessed a serious impact due to the impact of climate change. The Prime Minister recalled that Nepal strongly raised the concerns in the recently held COP26 conference. Meanwhile, a 10-point declaration paper was issued at Kalapathar of Mount Everest, drawing the attention of the stakeholders regarding the impact of climate change. The declaration paper was issued by organizing the event at the Kalapathar area after a 13-day-long trek of 40 distinguished women personalities with the slogan Women United for Climate Justice to draw the attention to the effects of climate change. The program was supported by the Ministry for Forest and Environment and other several local organizations. And the declaration calls for best efforts to define the role of women in climate change mitigation and adaptation efforts and for sustainable management for the human health system. President of France-Nepal Friendship Group of the French House of Representatives, Véronique Riotan, led delegation paid a courtesy call on Minister, Foreign Minister Dr. Narayan Khatka today. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the two sides exchanged views on various aspects of Nepal-France relations, cooperation and multilateral issues of common interest. The French parliamentary delegation arrived in Kathmandu today on an official visit in view of further strengthening Nepal-France relations. At the invitation of chairperson of Nepal-France Inter-Parliamentary Group, Madhav Kumar Nepal, the visiting French parliamentary delegation is scheduled to pay separate courtesy calls on President Biddyadevi Bhandari, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota, National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha and Major Opposition Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli, among others. Meanwhile, Ambassador of Georgia to Nepal, Arkit Juliasvili, paid a courtesy call on Minister for Foreign Affairs, Dr. Narayan Khatka, today. according to the ministry, matters relating to bilateral relations and cooperation at various multilateral forums were discussed during the meeting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सामाजिक सुरक्षा कोषमा सहभागी बनौ सुरक्षित एवं सुखद जीवन यापन गरौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवैजना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has instructed the party's leaders and cadres to work in a bid to ensure a majority in the upcoming elections. Addressing a meeting of the party's top leaders and central members held at the party office in Sanipa today, Prime Minister Deuba urged all not to oppose the current ruling coalition in the election campaign. The Nepali Congress has decided to launch a nationwide month-long election campaign starting from the 13th of March, targeting the upcoming local level elections. CPN Unified Socialist has scheduled a meeting of its Central Working Committee on Wednesday and Thursday in Kathmandu. According to party leader Dilu Pant, the meeting will hold policy-level discussions in view of upcoming elections. He added that the meeting would discuss several other issues, including the contemporary political developments, party organizational expansion efforts, and operation of its sister organizations. Party chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal is scheduled to present a political report highlighting the existing party organizational status, the causes to endorse the Millennium Challenge Corporation, MCC Compact, and the latest political developments in the country. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed 194 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 6,394 samples. Likewise, 384 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. The Ministry also recorded a corona-related death today. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin, now an international news update. Russia has vowed to close its main gas pipeline to Germany if the West goes ahead with a ban on Russian well. Russian Deputy Prime Minister Alexander Novak said the rejection of Russian well would lead to catastrophic consequences for the global market, causing prices to more than double to $300 a barrel. The US has been exploring a potential ban with allies as a way of punishing Russia for its invasion of Ukraine, but Germany and the Netherlands rejected the plan on Monday. The European Union gets about 40% of its gas and 30% of its oil from Russia and has no easy substitutes if supplies are disrupted. Meanwhile, the United Nations says more than 2 million people have fled Ukraine since the Russian invasion. The UN warns the second wave of refugees will be more vulnerable. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of the country and partly cloudy in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal marks 112th International Women's Day, organizing various programs. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba calls for collaborated efforts for women empowerment. 10-point declaration paper issued at Kalapathar of Mount Everest, drawing stakeholders' attention to climate change impacts. French parliamentary delegation arrives in Kathmandu to strengthen Nepal-France relations. And Russia warns of cutting gas supplies to West if well ban goes ahead. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.